Let's pray. God, thank you today for your mercy to us. Thank you for the blessing that we have in life, for helping us in our lives till now, leading us, showing us your grace, showing us your ways. Help us to continue to walk and strive in your ways. Pray your blessing on us today as we look into your word. Give us wisdom, give us understanding. Pray for especially today for David and Corbin and the brothers in Columbia. Pray that you be with them. Bless your children in this world. Help us to be your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, today we are ready for Psalms 87 or 88, depending on which one we have.
Hebrews 11, verses 24-26. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer ill treatment with the people of God, considering the approach of Christ a greater riches than the treasure of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
By faith, Moses, when he was grown, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to a reward.
By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer ill treatment with the children of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater treasures or greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
Hebrews 11, verse 24 and 26. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
Hebrews 11, 24 through 26. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure the ill treatments with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
Big voice.
He's supposed to give a thought, or supposed to how we could apply those verses to us. And I thought where it says Moses, when he'd grown up, he chose to endure ill treatment. Everybody's got a choice. Everybody can choose to do what's right or what's wrong. And, you know, it's easy to stand up here and say, you know, I want to choose to do what's right and, you know, live how I should. But, you know, it's not always that easy. It's when you're, you know, doing whatever, you're by yourself or something, you got to choose to do what's right. And that's not always very easy for me to do.
Kale had said that he could have stayed with his stepmom and just had had it easy going, not have to worry about anything, but he chose rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God.
Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. I thought that's kind of where we are. We're wanting to follow God and endure ill treatment than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the people than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
And verse 25 is talking, it says, the passing pleasures of sin. As I kind of, that verse kind of encouraged me when tempted to do something wrong, so I'm just remember that sin is just passing in this view. Just follow God, there'll be an eternal reward.
When Moses grew up, he decided to follow God instead of be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He could have been real rich, maybe even been a Pharaoh himself. Maybe, I don't know. But instead, he went with the Israelites, and then God chose him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
Moses could have got all rich and been the son of Pharaoh, the son of the king's daughter, but instead he went and served the Lord.
Moses, he could have had it easy. Was rich and could have had a lot of things, but he chose rather to suffer afflictions than with the people of God.
Okay, for next Sunday, give an example of someone who was a godly father, something that they did, either through the Bible or otherwise. An example of